Welcome to this podcast series for the Cleveland International Piano Competition. I'm your host, Jolt Bognar, and for this very first episode, we are joined here by Yaron Kohlberg, who is the president of the Cleveland International Piano Competition, as well as having been the silver medalist at the 2007 competition. He has performed in over 40 countries, including at the Kremlin in Moscow, Carnegie Hall, and at the UN in Geneva, speaks six languages, and in May of 2020 will perform for Pope Francis, and we welcome him.
Hi, Zolt. Great to be here.
So, Yaron, why competitions at all?
I think that competition is a very, very important thing for the growth of an artist and for growth of a pianist. The reason that it is important is not necessarily to win the first prize. This is not a sports competition. We have to make this differentiation. This is something totally different. When people go out there for a competition, they get a great opportunity by being accepted to the competition, being able to perform on such a world stage, especially when we're speaking about the Cleveland International Piano Competition that is considered worldwide to be one of the biggest piano competitions out there. And of course, we're giving our contestants a rare opportunity to perform in the finals with the Cleveland Orchestra. This is something that I don't think any other competition around the world has. So this is really about the process, about growing, about getting the opportunity. You never know what's going to happen. Of course, sometimes you can play great and not win a prize, but this is a part of that. I think most pianists know it, and therefore I see great importance in participating in such a competition.
So having met a lot of the competitors and some of the winners, I get the sense that the feedback is that this competition has something unique about it, that there's a different feel. Is this something that you have experienced yourself, having seen both sides of it?
Well, there are plenty of things that I experienced, but I think that one great thing, other than really this amazing moment in my career that I played as soloist with the Cleveland Orchestra in Severance Hall, this is really something that I was 24 back then when I did that, and that was one of the, it's a musical moment and such an inspirational moment, and playing with this amazing orchestra as soloist, this is something really, really unimaginable. Other than that, I really remember the way the community has embraced us as contestants and me specifically. I made great friends back then. And I think that this is something that really makes the Cleveland International Competition special. The fact that we really treat the contestants as human beings. We really like hug them and bring them in the community. Later on, a lot of our contestants come to Cleveland for further studies or just to live here or to be a part of the community. We have quite a lot of examples of that it happens. And this is really was something that was particularly unique. Also the way that the competition was arranged and the support from the community for all this event has been quite unique then. And now, of course, as the president of the organization, I see it very, very clearly.
Can you also tell us a little bit about how the competition is structured? I know that some competitions stipulate and require a certain repertoire. Others allow for free choice of repertoire. How do you structure these events?
So specifically in the 2020 competition, we are trying to balance between two things. The first thing is for the contestants to be able to play all sorts of repertoire, a variety of repertoire, to express the brilliance of their playing, but also their musical understanding. So for example, we have a compulsory classical sonata there. It's very, very important for us, especially that it's next year, it's 250-year birthday of Beethoven.
That's right.
So we want to have a classical sonata in the early stages, also because we believe that it really shows kind of musical intelligence, also and capability. But other than that, we also want to make it exciting for the community. So one of the things that we've been doing, other than shortening the rounds a little bit, is having a compulsory transcription in the semi-final. Wow. And that means that we are working with a composer who's from the Moscow Conservatory, fantastic composer, and we're going to have several pieces, including Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, including the Olympic tune, that is because the Olympics are going to take place at the same time, so they are going to be able to choose from very virtuosic transcriptions. And people who go there to the semifinals are going to hear Beethoven, they're going to hear Schumann, but they're also going to hear this tune that they know. And we see it as a very, very important thing towards really for community engagement and to have people who maybe do not have the background of classical music to really enjoy this more.
How else do you plan on engaging the Cleveland community?
Well, for us, it is very, very important. We have a great group of supporters at the Cleveland International Piano Competition. Some of them that have already been supporting us for many, many years. We're really grateful for each one of them. And a big goal that we have is really to make the competition more known around Cleveland, because we think that when there is such an international, like an event in such a scale, everybody should be involved in that. However, not everybody had the chance to grow up with classical music or understand what that is. And therefore, for the first time, we're going to create a listening series next year. This is going to take place outside of the concert hall in very relaxed and nice venues. One of them is going to be the Bob Stop. The second one is going to be Praxis Gallery in Collinwood. And the third one is going to be at Tudor House. Marshall Griffith, Carolina Altmans, and I are going to do three separate events in three places, in which we're basically going to take those interested through phase one on how to approach this kind of music, how to listen to it in a very easy manner, very sort of relaxed. And everybody who is going to attend all three events is going to be able to be on a special jury during the competition and even give a prize. And some other news for you is all of that is free. So all the information is going to be on our website. We have, the dates are not posted yet. However, it's going to be starting the end of March of 2020 through the beginning of June. And it's going to be very, very exciting. It's your opportunity to also be on the jury of the competition.
That's absolutely brilliant. And I have not heard of other competitions having such an offering. As for the competitions themselves, are the rounds available online as a streaming event?
Yes, so we are going to, traditionally, we have a lot of the competition on WCLV. We also have it live on the internet. And the finals are going to also be streamed internationally with Medici TV, which is, of course, where
the
most prestigious one. So we are intending to have it streamed there as well.
What can audiences understand about what happens after someone wins the Cleveland competition? You won. What happens after that in terms of your career? What did you get out of the Cleveland International Piano Competition?
So first of all, other than several invitations back to Cleveland, that one of them I was invited to be here on the jury, which later made me also the president, as I understood that the previous president left and I applied for the job. As I was here on the jury and like was interviewed and got the job, which was quite amazing. I came in as a juror and left as a president. This is really like having the title of a Cleveland competition winner. This puts you out in the music world, in the piano world, as people treat you automatically in a different way, because it's as if this kind of stamp that you have, that you belong to the absolute, you know, high level of pianism there is out there. I'm just giving you an example that I like to give quite often, that when I was applying for my work visa living in China, it's very hard to get a work visa if you don't have a company behind you. And there is like A, B, C levels of visas, and I had the A-class visa. The only way to get an A-class visa, which is only like the people that the Chinese government needs, you have to apply on the website of the Chinese government in Chinese, and in order to get that, you needed to be a prize winner of one of 10 piano competitions that were listed there. The Cleveland International Piano Competition was one of them on the Chinese website of the Chinese government. And I was able to get the A-class visa thanks to my prize at the Cleveland competition. There was no other way to do that.
What should people know about how to attend and what's required there?
Well, first of all, I mean, we have all the information necessary on our website, which is www.clevelandpiano.org. Also, some information on our Facebook page. You can also reach us by phone, 216-707-5397. So that's another good way to reach us, and we'll be happy to provide some more information for you. We are really expecting a musical feast in this event.
What advice do you have for young musicians hoping to participate in the competition?
First of all, when you apply for such a competition, again, knowing that the jury, even in the preliminary round, is like a professional, very, very high-level professional international jury, I think it's very, very important to select your best pieces when you apply for a competition, pieces that you feel you have a personal say in, that you also have a deep understanding of the background of the piece, because these things are very, very important. Of course, there's no guarantee. Anyway, I mean, the committee or the jury are, you know, we're making our selections, you know, based on many, many criterias, but we certainly encourage everybody, even if somebody's not sure whether he is prepared enough or good enough for that level, or he's not sure, it's always good to challenge yourself. It's always good to try. And at the worst case, there is always the next time.
Yaron, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Jolt. Thank you.
Thank you.